Blog Talk Radio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. The toll-free SACL CAI line for you is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Sam.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we launch here in hour number two of the program, you notice that Mark is no longer on the air with us. We have gone ahead and suspended him, and this was voluntary on his part. He decided to go ahead and suspend himself per my earlier suggestion because in the last segment of the last hour, he had a little slip of the tongue on the air, and as a professional broadcaster, the standard is set higher for a professional broadcaster.
Yes, and he is now sitting in timeout in the corner.
He is in the corner here of the studio, so still here, still able to listen to the show, but will not be participating on the air with us for the rest of the program tonight. And so we don't have a we don't tolerate profanity of that sort on this program because we're very concerned about our affiliates, our radio affiliates. If this were an internet-only show, it wouldn't have been a big deal, and we wouldn't have even mentioned it. It would have blown right through it and whatever. But we want to make sure that our radio affiliates know we're serious about protecting their license so we can continue to put this show out there to the general public and have them come across the message of freedom and liberty. And so thanks to Mark for basically coming up with the idea and voluntarily suspending himself from the air tonight. With that, we go to your calls. Jason Osborne is on the line from SACL CAI, currently in New Hampshire, at the SACL CAI Fun Tent at Porkfest. Jason, are you there, sir?
Good evening, gentlemen. Shame on Mark for his naughty words.
Yes.
I guess that's what happens when you spend a week with Osborne out in Vegas.
Oh, you influenced him, did you?
I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
All right, Jason, I called you up during the news break to have you comment on some rumors that I heard today in regards to the SACL CAI Fun Tent. I mean, we've been talking about the Fun Tent for the past couple weeks on the program and really pumping it up and promoting it. And you were, I guess, you were accosted last night by some government bureaucrats making demands of the Fun Tent. What happened?
Yeah,
what's the story?
There was a shakedown, indeed. I was not here for the first visit, but a fire department Nazi came by and informed Mr. Goldman, who's the heading up the fest, that I cannot have the Fun Tent without an occupancy permit.
Wow. Okay.
And that if we did not acquire such permit by the end of the day, that they would order the Fun Tent to be removed. I was kind of hoping it would come down to that so that I could see, you know, what kind of uprising I could gather from my fellow brethren here.
Yeah, because you're surrounded right now.
You don't have to come to that.
You're surrounded by activists who would certainly be willing to come to jail and protest were you to be arrested for continuing the Fun Tent without the approval of the state government people. So if anyone's going to get arrested this week, it'll be a huge mistake on the part of the government bureaucrats because there will be an incredible mobilization of activists, I would think.
I would think so, too. Not only that, but almost every single person here is strapped with a firearm.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, now, Jason, you need occupancy permit because the walls of the tent are all tied down and there's only one entrance and exit to the tent, correct?
It was, in fact, asked whether if we removed the sides, if we would still need such permit, and they declined to answer the question.
So by removing the sides, it would be
the answer to that.
A completely open-air tent.
So evidently, Goldman talked to the fire Nazi at some point during the day while I was out gathering supplies and received a phone call in which they stated that we should be okay as long as we mounted two 20-pound ABC fire extinguishers.
Okay. Now, this is a question I asked earlier. Sam, who is sitting in here, Sam from Texas, is joining us tonight in place of Mark, who is, again, on voluntary suspension. I asked him if there was any sort of fire going on underneath the tent, and he told me there was not. You did not have a bonfire going?
No, nothing. No cooking, no fire.
What's the concern there? Is it if you
burning and inhaling?
Is the concern? I mean, really, what's the bureaucrat's concern there? Is it that, you know, if there are too many people in an enclosed space, that one is more likely to spontaneously combust? Is that what the?
Oh no, it's like anything else. It's just a shakedown. They want your money.
Yeah, but I understand that Home Depot or whatever is going to benefit from you going to buy those fire extinguishers. How is the fire department going to capitalize on this?
That's a good question. Well, it gives them something to do during the day because, okay. I mean, obviously there's not that many fires to fight, right?
Maybe they just wanted
to
obey.
They have some reason to justify their paycheck.
Maybe they just wanted to come out to a bunch of Free Staters and get them to obey their diktats. Perhaps that was it. Just sort of they just had personal victories.
That's certainly possible. Yeah. I believe the Schergenbergers were behind it.
Yeah, that's certainly possible. So they've left you alone today so far?
They dropped off a piece of paper that granted us the permit, and on this paper is instructed that it must be posted near the entrance for all to see.
Now, Jason, do you know if any of the other laundry list of permits require any monetary funding to get?
Yes, I overheard that they were requiring a fee of $1,500 for the vendor permits.
This is something I wanted to know more about, so I've actually contacted Rich Goldman, and we're going to have him on in the third hour of the show to find out exactly what's going on with that. Are they going to be charging each individual vendor, or are they going to charge the Free State Project to cover all of the vendors? That's one of my questions.
Yeah, I believe there is one fee, and I know Rich was talking to this guy, filleting him for about an hour, and I believe talked him down to only a $200 fee.
Wow. All right. Thank you for the update there, Jason. Anything else you wanted to share? What's going on in the fun tent tonight? Anything you want to talk about?
Just drinking and talking and having a good time. So come on up, anybody who's not here.
Hey, I got a question for you. I was going to ask you this off the air, but might as well do it when you're on the spot. Have you approached the Free Minds TV guys? Nick is here in the studio so far tonight. Do you still need any bartenders over there?
Yeah, I forgot to ask those guys. But yes, they are certainly more than welcome and would be appreciated to volunteer behind the bar.
Well, we're going to be up there Friday and Saturday night, so we'll see how it goes.
Very cool. I didn't want them to feel left out.
We had Dennis Goddard and Free Talk Live Wayne here today.
Because I think that
bartending, and that was a great time.
Free Minds TV is certainly more recognizable. They're more I would say they're bigger celebrities than even Free Talk Live, simply because people see them and they know. So they'll be able to identify them. Anyway, Jason, we'll see you later this week, and enjoy
all
yourself
right,
at the Staples CAI Fun Tent. 800-259-9231. We again will talk to the organizer of Pork Fest here coming up in Hour 3 and find out if the Free State Project is going to bow down to the demands of the state. Sounds like they're going to, which I think is sad. And what I wanted to point out is that if the Free State Project was to just say no, then things would get kind of, I mean, if they wanted to, it'd have to get nasty, where the government people would have to come in and physically dismantle all of the tents and the vendor area. They'd have to break it all down, and they'd have a whole bunch of angry activists and families.
With cameras.
With cameras, and, I mean, this would not be a very good PR stunt for them. Is it worth the $200 to get into all that?
Well, to be honest, from Rich's point of view, and we'll wait to see what he has to say when he gets on the air, but the big thing about Porkfest is it's a big recruiting push for the Free State Project,
yeah.
And I don't know if they feel it would be worth it from an activist standpoint
to have it be shut down.
To have the government come in there and start busting up vendor tables.
Right.
And it doesn't send across the greatest message
to
prospective movers.
I think it's more than just being about the $200 to the bureaucrats. You're really putting the question of, do they have the authority to come in and shut this down? And they're going to think, absolutely, we do. So it's really important that they see you kind of bow down to their demands.
Of course. That's why they did what they did to Jason Osborne, where they waived the occupancy permit, but they still wanted him to jump through some hoops to show that they're in charge.
Right.
And that's why I say that more people need to not jump through those hoops, because if enough people decided to not jump through the hoops, then they'd stop putting them up for us, I would think. We'll see what goes on here as we continue the program and talk to Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
Hello?
Justin, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yes. I have a friend. He's an older friend. He's a veteran. And he went down to the veterans hospital, right? And he was expecting to help with his teeth, right?
Okay, all right. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to bring you back. We're going to bring you back, Justin. VA hospital stories. are very rarely good. We'll find out what the story is here in moments and talk to you about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Cartibite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartibite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartibite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Sam.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, Just go click and download. They are free at freetalklive.com. And you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL CAI's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. All right, we continue here with your calls about what you want. Going back to Justin on the line in Maryland, you wanted to... Justin, you wanted to tell us a story about a friend of yours going to the VA hospital. Go ahead.
He's going to the VA hospital to help with his teeth. He's an older gentleman, you know. He's in his, like, 40s, you know. And basically what happened was they gave him this really thick needle, which was, I believe, to be an RFID needle. They basically stuck him in the palm of his hand with a big needle. Now, he went home, and his brother used a magnet, right? And he said there was something magnetic in your hand, so they dug it out with a knife, and they found an RFID chip about the size of a grain of sand. And what they did, they popped it in the microwave, and it popped.
Wow, that's quite a story. I mean, I have no reason to disbelieve what it is you're saying. I mean, certainly it would make sense. We know that that there are people who are in search of power out there that are looking to experiment with these chipping programs. And who better to experiment on than the guinea pigs at the VA?
Oh, yeah.
Now, in their enlistment agreement, they're pretty much signing away their rights to where
He says he's never going back to a hospital in his life after that.
But why do you think they waited until he got to the hospital to implant this RFID?
I don't know that part. He just told me this story, and I saw where he dug out his hand, you know what I mean? And he told me, he said, and the only way I would know was RFID chip, if he put it in the microwave and it popped. He wouldn't have known that.
Wouldn't it make more sense to look at it under a microscope to verify that it's an RFID chip?
But I did tell him.
I mean, if you're unsure if it's a man-made device or something natural, a microscope should pretty much
There are RFID readers, so they can read the chips. So for anybody who thinks they've been chipped in the future,
you can check yourself.
I'd recommend using the readers because that way you can prove for sure that the chip is there without destroying it.
He said you can get a reader, which is probably a little more difficult than a microscope, so I would just say throw it under the microscope next time, and then you'll know for sure. But otherwise, interesting story, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I don't know if it's true, but if it is true, it's just another reason to not join the military.
Absolutely.
I believe I've heard that readers are available for in the several hundred dollar range for the lower end one.
Okay.
So
you can go to Radio Shack and get a microscope for like $12.
Right, but you do want to prove that it's an RFID chip.
If it's a chip of some sort, you'll be able to identify that. It will look like a chip.
Oh, right. But the advantage to the reader is that you can tell what kind of information is being transferred. You know, is this just something that tracks, you know, it's a number to tell people where I am?
That would be the next step to take. You would identify it and then
Destroy the evidence in the microwave if there actually was evidence in this case. I don't know, but
RFID chips are only a number that it's going to reflect back to the reader. And just because it pops in the microwave, that really says nothing about what it is.
That's a good point. We continue with your calls. Michael's on the line in New Hampshire, calling from Pork Fest. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
I tell you what, one of the things that I've been discussing with a couple people from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance here at Pork Fest is RFID.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give away too many details on that, on what we're planning right now, but I will say this, next month I am going to a hacker conference in New York City where RFID and techniques to subvert it will be demonstrated.
Excellent.
So I will be coming back with lots of good information on that and feeding that back to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance here. And
That's one of the things I think that you're doing a really great job about, Michael, is that you're using technology to help advance the pro-liberty movement, to help defend us against those in government who wish to aggress against us using technology. So technology is a double-edged sword, and we can use it to our benefit, and you're one of those, I think, leading-edge thinkers that's really helping make that happen sooner rather than later for us, and you should be congratulated for it.
I do what I can, but I was actually calling to give you an update on Pork Fest.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
And I hear Sam's there, so he can probably fill you in a little too. But there's probably well over 100 people here already, and
wow,
it's only Tuesday. And Cycle CAI Fun Tent here is hopping, and Jason's out here at the barbecue grill, and
nice.
He's open carrying, which is nice to see.
Now, I actually heard earlier today, again, we had a group of folks visiting Keene on one of the bus tours, and there were some young listeners of Free Talk Live, I guess college-age guys, Neil Connor and friends. They were apparently harassed by the Manchester police for open carrying. Have you heard any other instances of that happening this weekend?
Oh, yes. I can tell you about that incident. I don't know how many details you've got on that, but...
go ahead. If you know more than I, go ahead. You probably do.
We had a meet and greet here in Manchester, or there in Manchester, on Sunday for people that were coming in from out of state, and they were there. They left probably about 5:30-ish, and they were heading up to Port Central because that's where they were crashing. That's one of the, I guess, rooming houses for free staters that are just moving into the state or whatever. So they're heading up to Port Central. It's probably a 20-minute walk. They stop in a convenience store on the way, and best we can put it together is that the person in the convenience store called the police on them.
Jeez.
After they left.
That's silly. Why would you do something like that? It's just a busybody in that particular case. They didn't rob you. There's no reason to call the cops.
I know. So shortly after that, maybe a minute or two, very fast response time on the part of the police. I don't know how they managed it because... Manchester police has been under fire lately for slow response times of hours. So, I don't know. So, what I hear is they were detained for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They were disarmed briefly, and they ran the serial numbers of the guns and ran all their IDs and eventually gave the guns back and
just awful.
Let them go.
And I also understand that they actually asked them if they were Free State Project members. The cops asked them that.
Hmm. I heard something like that. One of the cops apparently mentioned Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report here, who, as you know, was involved in an incident last year that got tens of thousands of hits on YouTube for his open carry incident.
Right. And here it is happening all over again. You'd think that the Manchester police would have gotten some training the last time this occurred, but apparently they've been trained to be aware of Free State Project members, but not actually stop harassing them for open carry.
Oh yeah, they're aware of us. They're aware of us. I actually wrote a letter to the editor today, sent it into the Onion Leader and the Concord Monitor and Boston Globe, actually, about open carry, and just saying that, look, these people are the good guys. They're going out there to saying they're willing to risk their lives to protect you from criminals.
Sure, and you know, the irony was the cops were trying to take the position that this was bad, this was dangerous. They were apparently lecturing them about why they shouldn't be carrying those things. But, hey, you guys are carrying guns. Why can't we?
Yeah, there's lots of people carrying guns here.
Thank you, Michael.
What happens when you don't exercise your right.
Yeah, exactly right. More on the way. You can take control, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Sam.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include the Wiki Get Interactive, with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. And edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website. So go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. That's this week. At Porkfest, you'll be able to expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations, and meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. We'll, in fact, be checking in with someone else who is currently attending Porkfest here in moments. But first, we go to your phone calls and talk to Bill in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, I think you guys... Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Put yourselves in time out. I think you should let Mark run the show because he's the only one with a pair of nuts. You guys are gay.
All right.
I don't like your show. So
well,
there you
get
go.
Get lost. 800-259-9231. We go to Brian in New Hampshire on Porkfest. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. We're here at Porkfest.
Hey.
It's a great time. Nice and hot.
Did you just arrive today or were you there as of yesterday?
No, I was here yesterday. We're right now at the SACL CAI fun tent. Actually, we're outside the fun tent because it's kind of loud in there.
Yeah, I hear there's double the people that are there today that were there yesterday. It's like 100 people there.
Oh, yeah, it's nuts. Everybody's here. I mean, I'm sure we'll get more through the week.
How's the bar holding up?
How's the bar holding up, Wayne? Wayne was the celebrity bartender tonight.
Ah, excellent.
He pulled in $35 in tips.
No way! The bartender's getting tips?
He's paying taxes on that, right?
No, he donated it to the beer fund for tomorrow.
That makes sense. He's a good man. Good choice.
Yes, he is.
So are you there with any family this time out, Brian? Are one of your sons tagging along this time, or is it just you?
No, actually, they're both at a scout camp this week. They're hiking into Mexico.
Oh, that's not as much fun as the fun tent.
Yeah, I know. They had a real problem with that. This is one of these, you know, a two-year waiting list kind of thing.
I see.
It's the big time. And so they really wanted to come, but, you know, they one of them is a counselor, and he had to be there. You know how that goes.
Sure. So you'll bring him out next year then.
Oh, yeah. Cooper will be on the ground here next year, so he'll be out here. But Heidi's coming in a couple of days. She's
very cool.
Horses to deal with.
So any highlights so far as interesting conversations you've had? Anything worth sharing with our listeners?
Well, let me tell you, there's about, a third of the people here doing open carry, and who knows how many people doing concealed.
Wow.
And that's really good. There's a lot of kids around, and, you know, I mean, the kids are just walking around. I think it's really important for them to see people carrying guns, I mean, because it's just a natural way of life, and that's really nice, but all the kids are good.
You know, it may be the safest place to be in New Hampshire right now with all that open carrying going on.
This could be the safest place in the country.
Brian, what would you say to the people who don't think that, who see people open carrying weapons with children around? What would you say to somebody that has an objection to something like that?
Get used to it.
That's a good answer.
That's a very compassionate approach, but okay.
Very good, sir. Any other thoughts for us?
It used to be that way. I mean, back in the day before we had all these government controls on firearms, people would carry it around just like a pocket knife. You know, you had your gun. I mean, it's just a tool.
Yeah, I felt a little uncomfortable the first time I attended Porkfest and saw people open carrying, but over time I came to realize, you know, they are creating safety around me. And they are trained in how to use them.
Well, the safety already exists. It's just that if something were to go awry, then you'd be a little bit more safe than otherwise.
Sure.
Brian, enjoy the fun tent, man, and we appreciate you calling in tonight, dude. Sounds like a good time, all the noise in the background. 800-259-9231. We have one show remaining in studio. That'll be done tomorrow night, and then we'll be heading out to Pork Fest to do three of our shows, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night live. We'll, of course, hear from many of the personalities that you normally hear from on the phone. They'll be here in person, probably sitting in with us talking about various different liberty-oriented things. And, of course, we'll always take your calls as well. And in fact, we continue with your calls. Steven in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I wonder if Julia knows that you're gay, Ian.
Well, you know, that's a good question. Certainly, I'm certainly in touch with my sexuality. I'm not, you know, too repressed as far as that's concerned. I've considered going gay before.
Ian, when did you become the gay one? I thought it was Mark.
Well, I mean, the last caller had made the declaration that the show was gay. Did he say that we were gay or the show was gay?
I don't know. I think you said you were gay, but I'm not sure. But
you better watch out because he's obviously listening to the show. I could hear him listening in the background, and it's possible the gay might actually infect him. So he really should turn the program off, lest he want to risk that possibility.
I always love, you know, anonymous forums, fora, I should say, such as your radio show and the internet, where people just feel free to inform you of certain facts about yourself. I always love that.
Very good, sir. Any other thoughts tonight?
Well, yes. I wanted to talk about the I've called before and we've talked, and I mentioned that I'm a former Democrat, liberal Democrat. And, excuse me, I've been in a discussion, an online discussion with some folks about the Civil Rights Act of 64, which admittedly I don't know too much about, but I think you pointed out before quite accurately that once you know the basic concepts of freedom, you don't really need to study the exact details of certain things. But it always comes down to me being accused of being a racist.
Really?
No, I'm not a racist. And you know, it's totally irrelevant that they should say that. That has
yeah, where does that come from? Why do they accuse you of that?
Well, because if you're against the Civil Rights Act of 64, necessarily you're a racist. Doesn't that make sense to you?
Well, what is it you think they don't understand that would have them say that?
Well, what I always say, and I believe this, the Civil Rights Act went too far. I think it was, in my opinion, in the paradigm of constitutional government that we live in, it's okay that the federal government went in there and said, hey, you states with racist laws. You need to strike those racist laws off the books. Now, I don't know how you guys feel about that, and you might be able to convince me that I'm wrong, but I think that that's not a bad way to look at it. But where the Civil Rights Act went too far is when it said, okay, barbershops, lunch counters, et cetera, you have to allow black people to come into your
It was forced integration.
Or whatever. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Stephen, don't you see the government has to step in and make up for all of the time that they did people wrong to try and balance it out for everyone?
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. They're pretending that they're more colorblind than thou, I think.
Well, you know, perhaps you could take the position that it's not specifically, you know, that one piece of legislation that you disagree with. It's just the federal government that is disagreeable, in that if you were to advocate for secession or to advocate for the abolition of the federal government as we know it today, would that inherently be in any way racist? I mean, it would result in the Civil Rights Act being destroyed, but it would also result in every other government bureaucracy at the federal level no longer existing. Yeah. So would that be racist?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and, you know, and I can't quite wrap my head around it, because it seems to me my position is quite clear. It's an intrusion into business. And then they turn around, these guys, you know, these internet folks, again with the anonymity, because they wouldn't dare say it to my face. You know, they turn around and say, oh, yeah, well, you just want segregated lunch counters is all you want.
No.
Well, of course I don't want that. I would not go to a restaurant that has segregated lunch counters.
Exactly, and you should ask them that. Would you visit a restaurant and bring them your business if you knew that it was run by a racist and he was excluding people? I mean, no.
Who gets harmed when you're, if, you know, I own a boat repair business. Now, what if I said, I'm such a racist that I refuse to work on anybody other than a white person's boat. Who is harmed by that? They're going to get their boat fixed. By somebody. Somebody's going to be willing to go in there, and I'm the only one harmed because I'm the guy who says, you know, I don't want that money. I want this money.
Right. You're cutting out your potential market size. You're just slashing it down because you're intolerant, and you'll pay the price in the marketplace for that. But these people, that's not good enough for them.
It's really about choice, because, I mean, you need the choice to be able to make that decision as to how you run your business, because something you do may be considered racist by somebody else, even though it's not.
Yeah, it's a great point. And once you you allow the government to start making choices for you, then there's no end to the amount and the variety of different types of choices they'll deign to make in your name. Thanks for the call. Great call, Stephen. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice.
Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Sam.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier, just go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board with the program for as little as $3 a month. That money is reinvested into the show. And that's why we call the program AMP. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So the idea is we take in your $3 a month, combine it with other people's $3 a month. So that totals up to, at this point, a few thousand bucks a month. As a matter of fact, it comes in and we buy radio advertising and radio industry publications. We also purchase online ads. So we're bringing new stations on board with the program. We're also bringing new listeners on board and thereby increasing the spread of the message of liberty and freedom. And so if you like that idea and you want to get the perks like access to the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so that said, we are fresh out of call, so we're going to go into a little bit of show prep here. And since we've got Sam from Texas, who's soon to be Sam from New Hampshire, what's your ETA, by the way, Sam? You're still trying to sell a house down there, right?
I'm selling a house. I've got a few more repairs to do to get it on the market. I think it's going to sell pretty quickly because I have done a lot of custom things to it. And the minute that sells, I'm on my way.
So end of the year at the latest, you think?
Yeah, end of the year is my... Actually, I'm committed to, I think, January. But I want to make it before winter.
That's always convenient.
Absolutely.
So since you're here, and you had actually called about this issue before, but I figured it's worth talking about again, because I actually have the exact wording from the TSA. The story is from CNET at news.com, and Chris Sequoyan reporting. In a major change of policy, the Transportation Security Administration has announced that passengers refusing to show ID will no longer be able to fly. The policy change, announced on Thursday afternoon, will go into force on June 21st and will only affect passengers who refuse to produce identification. Passengers who claim to have lost or forgotten their proof of identity will still be able to fly. So you can no longer say what you've been saying, Sam, and that is you usually go when you go and fly, you have ID on you, and when they ask you for ID, you say something like, I don't want to show, or what is it?
Typically I say, I don't have any ID to show, and then I immediately follow that up with a suggestive comment that says, now I think I have to fly as a selectee, right? And that puts the idea into their head and gets them thinking in that mindset and moving towards designating me a selectee.
I see, as opposed to doing something else to you.
It's just leaving it as saying I don't have any ID to show and see where they go with it.
Right.
By making that second statement, it suggests where they should start thinking.
Well, as you know, and according to News.com, as long as the TSA has existed, passengers have been able to fly without showing ID to government agents. Doing so would result in a secondary search. The passengers were still permitted to board their flights. In some cases, taking advantage of this right to refuse ID came with fringe benefits, like being bumped to the front of the checkpoint queue.
Had that happen?
For a few years after 2001, September 11th, TSA's policies were somewhat fuzzy. The agency, like many other parts of the Bush administration, has hidden behind the shroud of classification. In the TSA's case, labeling everything as Sensitive Security Administration. Seeking to clarify the rules, activist John Gilmore took the U.S. government to court in 2004. Gilmore chose to take a particularly hard line by refusing to show ID to the TSA and also by refusing to undergo the more thorough secondary screening search. He eventually lost his case before the Ninth Circuit Court of the U.S. Court of Appeals. While the judges were not willing to let Gilmore avoid the secondary screening search, they did at least recognize the right to travel without showing ID, providing that passengers are willing to be subject to a pat-down and a bit of probing.
Yeah, now he has a website called papersplease.org, and
yes,
that's where I went years ago, and that's what put me on the path and gave me the idea and the foundation for how to fly without ID, and I started putting it into practice thanks to what he kind of the path that he blazed.
He paved the way, mm-hmm. Yeah. And now they are saying, so even though that court, even though the Ninth Circuit said there's a right to travel without showing ID, in the face of that, the TSA is now saying, well, you don't have a right to travel without showing ID.
Tell me that again, because I'm not sure I caught it.
But what do you want, the actual TSA quote here?
Yeah, what is he saying?
Here it is. Here's what the TSA has to say. This is their announcement. Beginning Saturday, June 21st, passengers that willfully refuse to provide identification at security checkpoints will be denied access to the secure area of airports. This change will apply exclusively to individuals that simply refuse to provide any identification or assist transportation security officers in ascertaining their identity. Additionally, okay, this new procedure will not affect passengers that may have misplaced, lost, or otherwise do not have ID, but are cooperative with officers. Cooperative passengers without ID may be subjected to additional screening protocols, including enhanced physical screening, that sounds kind of scary, enhanced carry-on and or checked baggage screening, interviews with behavior detection or law enforcement officers, and the very general-sounding other measures.
Okay. So one of the other things I say is that I'm not sure where my ID is. Now, last time I checked,
it was
in my wallet.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been at least 5 minutes
yeah,
since I pulled it out and looked, so it may not be there. I don't know for sure.
Slipped your mind. That can happen.
So, but I think what he's really saying is, if you're the next thing they're going to come do is say, what's your name and address? Where do you live? Where can we come find you in the middle of the night if
right,
we want to? And if you refuse to say that, which the Supreme Court, and Nick, you might know the details of this, the Supreme Court has said it's city of residence and your name. And they may find you in their computers, they may not. But what he's saying is that's not going to be good enough is
right,
what I'm hearing out of that. And
no, it's not.
They're not going to allow me to fly. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens next time I board a plane.
What did you do when you flew to D.C.? You did obey because you wanted to make it here for Porkfest, right?
No, I didn't. I walked up to the counter, did my usual, I don't have any ID to show. Can you designate me a selectee? She said, oh, yes, you'll have to be, and started punching it in right mm-hmm, away. I had a buddy doing running my camera, filming the event as I went through security, and I was mic'd up. The guy asked me, you know, for my ID. I said, I don't have any. He's like, why don't you have it? And I said, because I don't believe in asking the government's permission to travel in my own country.
Mm.
And he said, you're my kind of man. And
wow.
Wrote it up and sent me through. And I said that because I kind of sensed that about him. I don't always
yeah,
take that approach. But with time and with practice, I've learned to kind of pick out the friendly ones and the authoritarians.
So then basically you didn't encounter it because it hasn't started yet. We had heard from some people that they'd started this, but now they're saying it's going to be June 21st when the crackdown actually occurs.
Right. It was TSA George, and I believe he's in D.C., correct?
Yes.
So he said they have already started it, and that's actually where I'm flying out of after Porkfest.
Okay.
So I'll know then.
All right, so you're going to approach, the next time you do it, you're going to approach it with the excuse of, I've forgotten where I've placed my ID?
Well, I'll say I don't know where my ID is. I'm not sure where
right,
my ID is. And then when they ask for my name and address and all that information, that's when I'll start with the constitutional arguments. I'm going to look at the...
Man, I hope they don't throw you in a gulag, Sam.
My suggestion would be, if you're going to say you don't know where your ID is, for safety's sake, before you get to the airport, put it in your luggage in another pair of pants.
Because they're going to pat you down and find
it. Well, no, so you could legitimately claim, oh, that's where it is. If they search your luggage and find it, you could say, oh.
Or maybe I'll give it to a friend and have them put it somewhere with my stuff, and then I really won't know where it is, and I'll be telling the truth.
Very good. Well, I'm sure you'll let us know if you make it through in one piece as that continues to develop. And, of course, this is just, you know, yet another step down the road to a total police state. It continues to constrict. It continues to tighten. It continues to infringe upon freedom. And most people aren't like you, Sam. They're busy. They're in a hurry. They've got to get from one point to another. And even if they would entertain the idea of not obeying the state, they just don't feel like they have time, or they don't want to put it on the line and risk it. I mean, there are probably only a handful of people that are doing what you're doing out there, and you should be congratulated for it, but it's certainly not going to change the system anytime soon until more people do it.
It's certainly not, but I feel like every time I do it, there's always somebody that I get through to that...
Someone watching.
Yeah, there's always people around me. I'm always speaking pretty loudly. This last time through the airport, I handed them one of my TSA brochures that asked for the abolition of the TSA. And when I came back 30 minutes later, there were three other TSA agents standing around reading it. I went up and talked to them, and they were just flipping mad at me.
Really?
Yeah.
How dare you?
they just couldn't comprehend an airport without government-run security.
But that's the way things used to be.
Well, yeah, things have changed, Ian.
Right,
things
sure. It's all different now after 9/11.
If we let the airlines set their own security policy, then customers would want lax security policies, and people would be bringing bombs on planes and blowing them up all the time.
It'd be chaos! 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Does it make it any safer to have these new mandates where you have to show the government people ID or... You know, you get essentially molested behind the scenes in some secret room somewhere. No, it's not going to stop anybody who's dedicated and who really wants to hurt people.
But it's not going to stop them from going there.
That's true. 800-259-9231 is the number. The third hour is coming up here in moments. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNLive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our...